Baruch Hashem, we're going to be starting now another topic. And this topic is Isser Mischar Benevelos V'Treifus. Whether you're allowed to do business with non-kosher foods. Now, as a Hakdama, well, first of all, I had to start getting involved in the Shaila. There's some people that helped me get involved in the Shaila. So we got involved to try to understand a little bit the Isser. Now, just as a background, there are two types of Isurim in the Torah. There's Isuri Achila, things which are also to eat. Nevela is treif, even kosher animal, but a kosher food, but it's not shechted properly. Okay? A regular non-kosher meat, etc. Or pork, shkatz or musr, anything with non-kosher ingredients. All those things are asr to eat. But they're not asr ba'ana. There's no isr to benefit from them. So there's no isr ha'na. That's what's called isr ha'na. You're allowed to benefit from them theoretically. Okay? Besides for that, there's certainly isuri achila, which are also isuri ha'na. You're not allowed to benefit from them. For example, chametz on Pesach or basar b'chalav. So something which is basar b'chalav, is you're not allowed to benefit from it at all. So just machdim, what we're talking about here is the only isurim which are also to eat. And there's no isur ha'na on it. But food which you have, or any industry which contains in it, isurei ha'na, is a whole different isur. Because you're not allowed to benefit from it at all. Aside from this isur we're going to learn about, which means you're not allowed to do business with it, but you're not allowed to benefit. So even to give it out for free. Let's say I would want to give my cleaning lady, or want to give someone my give them for free basar b'chalav. Maybe that's also asr because you're benefiting from it. You're using it as a gift. You're using it as a gift. And the purpose of a gift normally is to get something back in return. So that's why son of Matanos Yichya, because you're accepting something, you're gonna really owe something back. So if, even as a gift, it would be asr if it has basar b'chalav, milk and meat together, or if it's chametz on Pesach. So right now we're only discussing foods which are asr ba'achila, but they're not asr ba'ana. Okay? That's just the Hakdama. So if it's not asr ba'ana, what will be the isr? So let's see where it's brought down, and then we'll see the source of it in a Gemara and Pesachim. Now, to be honest with you, I always assumed that this whole isr would be an isr d'rabbanan, but as we'll see, it's not so poshut. It could be it's mamash an isr d'araisa. This inyan. It's mamash an isr from the Torah itself.
So if you want to give a gift in Chanukah, valet people in your building, you have to buy only kosher cookies.
So for sure, basar b'chalav is a problem. But if it's not basar b'chalav, then it's not kosher. So we'll see. I don't know if not kosher cookies, they have not kosher ingredients. I don't know what's wrong with them. But in a chanami, that's going to be part of the sugya. Is that called doing business? Is that just called matana? Well, what's that? We'll get to that, not this week, but maybe next week. Okay, that's... So the Mishnah is in Shvias, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says... and you have it over there on page Hay of the book. The source of it is the Mishnah, and it's referring to Peiros Shvius. And the Mishnah says, "Hatzaba tzevei la'atzma v'litzba b'schar." You're not allowed to be a painter or a dyer, someone that dyes food, that dyes clothing, or whatever, with dyes that are made of Shvius fruit. She'ein oisin schara b'peiros shvius. That's a local issue. You're not allowed to do business with peiros shvius. We actually discussed that at one point when we were talking about esregim of shvius, etc. But anyway, then it says v'loy b'bucharis. You're not allowed to do schara with a buchar. V'loy b'truma. V'loy b'nevelos. V'loy b'treifos. Non-kosher meat is a nevela or a treifa. V'loy b'shkotzim, and not not kosher insects. V'loy b'ramasim. So this is a mefurish mishnah in shvius. You cannot do business with these things. Now, right away, if you look in the Bar Tanura, he says, I don't even know if it's, is it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the first page. The Bar Tanura says, why is it aser? Dilma, no, Demagda, yeah, but it's the next one also. A little bit of veil, a little bit of trefix. The ma'ach of the cost of drachmana. Actually, let's go back to the Rav after we see the Gemara Pesachim. So the Gemara Pesachim is a little bit later in the booklet. It's page test. The Gemara Pesachim is Daf Chav Gim. The Gemara over there has a very interesting machlokes for Bavo and Chizkiya. And it's a very fundamental machlokes. So whenever it says in the Torah, even if it only says not to eat it, But included in that is, since it says it shall not be eaten, it's a passive lashon. It's not, it doesn't say don't eat. It says lo ye ochel, don't eat. Don't. It shall not be eaten. Included in that is even isurei hana. So the Gemara is akasha. If you're going to tell me that every time it says lo ye ochel includes isurei hana, you know you shouldn't be allowed to benefit from it. How come by shkatzim and ramasim, which are all these non-kosher creatures, why are you allowed to do business with it? The Gemara, because the Mishnah later, which we didn't learn yet, but the Mishnah later says that this Isser, they're not allowed to do business with Isurei Achila, is only where if you went out of your way to do the business with that. But if ended up Nizdamnu, you ended up getting it in your Rishos, and we'll see the Gedarma that exactly. But let's say the simple case is you're a fisherman, and you put out a net to get the tuna, you got dolphins, not what you do with it, throw it out? You're not mechuyev to throw it out, you're allowed to sell it at that point. Because you didn't try to do it. That's not the main focus of your business, whatever exactly the heter that is. And this is one of the major, major heterim out there. So we'll see about that. But basically, the point is, there are cases you're allowed to use it. So frek the Gemara, where it's, you see the bar on the side there. So the Gemara says, V'harei shrotzim d'rachman amar sheketzu lo ye'ochel. The Torah says, don't, it shall not be eaten yet. Tanan, tzayod d'chayev oifis v'dagim sh'nizdamnu lehem minim t'meim utarim l'moichem l'nochem. The Gemara says, yeah, you're allowed to sell it to a guy if you ended up having it. If it's also bano, you can't do that. So it says the Gemara, shiny awesome. No, over there, the Torah says, namar kar lachem. There's a pasuk that says, lachem, you should be able to use it. Shelachem yehei. It should be under your control. So it means that there's a special drasha telling me that you're allowed to sell it in that case. So for the Gemara, what's the obvious question? If the pasuk says you're allowed to, so how come it's only in a case where it ended up in your rishus? You should be allowed to sell it even lechatchila. You should be able to make your business, open up a McDonald's and sell you and sell a business that you do it lechatchila. Yachafil lechatchila nami. Says the Gemara, shiny hacha damakar yiyu b'av yasin yiyu, which sounds like it's fixed. It's fixed. It has to stay in its state of Isser, no matter what. So the Gemara here says that the Pasuk tells you that it should remain in its state of Isser. There's a Pasuk that says sometimes it's Mutar. And therefore we figure out this middle of the road. Now therefore, since we're learning with Psukim, okay, it's pretty clear that the Isser is from the Torah itself. It's not a rabbinic Isser. It's from the Torah itself, this Isser. Now, the question is, if that's the case, how did we come up with this kind of pshar? Because we're not saying that it's partially asar ba'anah. It's not asar ba'anah at all. The only thing you're not allowed to do with it is business. But every other hanah you would be allowed to have from it. You're allowed to sit on it. You're allowed to put it into your car. And we'll see, even cases you're allowed to do a business with it. Okay? So there's different mefarshim on this. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains and others that Chazal pretty much understood from this that the Torah made parameters here that it's up to us. We have to figure out what the parameters. It's not the regular Isra Hana. It's an Isra Schara. It's a new thing because one Pasuk is Matar, one Pasuk is Asering it, and there's even a Pasuk Aruch HaShulchan points out that says that you're befeir, you're allowed to sell it because it says, what do you do with El Nevela? If you shecht an animal, it came out bad. He fell asleep in the middle of the Shechita. What do you do with the animal if it's not a good Shechita? It says, Oy Machal and Achri. You're allowed to sell it to the guy. So before it's a pasuk, then you're allowed to sell it to the guy. So that's what Aruch HaShulchan says. So basically, we figured out that you're allowed to, under certain circumstances, yes, sell it, but basically, not allowed to shtelavek your business like that, but it sounds like it's an Issa Deraisa. From the Rav in the Mishnah before, it sounds like it was an Issa Derabanan, and this seems to be a little bit of Machalik, but the Haskam of all the Poiskim, Toysis, the Rosh, the Rambam, is that it's an Issa Deraisa, and that's the Haskam of most of the Poiskim. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is not clear, we'll see, but this is basically the Haskam of most of the Poiskim. Now, the question is, so, what type of things are included in this Issa that you're not allowed to sell? The obvious question is, let's say, it's talking about over here, you want to sell an animal for food, or whatever. So are you allowed to make a business to sell horses? Race horses, whatever. Horses are treif.
They're not going to eat them.
So what does that have to do with eating?
You said, if the ichor is not meant for food, it's only meant for other things.
So where we said that? We didn't say that yet?
You said we're not allowed.
Ochla.
Coming up. It's not allowed to be eaten.
It's not allowed to be eaten, and from there we learn the Isra Anah. Okay, good. So we'll see that maybe that's going to be the source for this Tosfos. But Tosfos says a very interesting thing here. Now, like we did mention, there is an Isra Machlokes in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef has a Rashba that it is mutar only asum derabanan, but most of the poskim say it's asum deraisa. Now we'll see. Normally, when something's asur from the Torah versus something's asum derabanan, which is more chomer?
Deraisa
usually comes out more chomer. The Aruch HaShulchan is going to come out here that according to the opinion that's midrabanan, there's a certain chumrah that's going to come out over the mandamah that's going to be deraisa. So we'll see in a minute. But Tosfos asks a very important question. Tosfos says that there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Very interesting story in the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama relates a story that this was after the Hanukkah story when the Hashmonaim ended up, you know, having control over the Beis HaMikdash, but it was still a very tough time, and there was like a civil war between two sects of the Hashmonaim, and basically there were people inside and outside. The Gemara said over there a story that the people inside the city would send out money every day to the people outside the city to get the korbanos. One day there was somebody there that gave advice to the Yevanim. He said, if you want them to not succeed, the way you're going to be able to do that is don't send them any more korbanos for the animals for their korban, because that's what's keeping them going, that they have the korbanos. So that day, the group on the outside of the wall, after the group inside sent out the money, the group on the outside of the wall sent in a chazir. And the Gemara says it was a tremendous reaction, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook, etc. Fine. So the Gemara said, we made a gzeira there, that you're not allowed to be megadol chazirim in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise pigs.
Can't go into business.
Because that even story took place. It's really bad.
But it's a curse.
So it's a special curse. Army, because it brought that, whoever did that,
terrible thing.
If they wouldn't have been available, then that wouldn't have happened. So Frek Toys Akasha in Toymar, in this Toysis, five lines into the Toysis on the side of Ramasal Omar, Toysis asks, the Amar Bamaruba also saw Lagadl Khazirim. Tapukle Dimid Raisa also. You see Toys holds the Raisa. You're not allowed to anyway raise pigs, because you're not allowed to sell them. So what are you raising them for? Pets? So he didn't have a havmin, I didn't have a pet. So
yeah, so you're allowed to.
What?
You said you're allowed to if it's also.
It's not that's there. A tzchayra. So Frank Toysvis, it's awesome deraisa. So what does it have to do with this extra story? The first teretz of Tosfos is that no, that story is saying you get a special R. Fine. But the second teretz story is very, very important. Inami ha da asim deraisa. This that it's asim deraisa. Hainu lehistaker is to make money. Velimkor lenochri leachon, to sell it to the guy to eat. Avo lehistaker b'shumnon, oy be'oiron, loy. But let's say I'm just going to use it for its skin or its fat, and it's not going to be eaten. It's just going to be used for a different purpose, like you said, to make a football. No, we'll see. Like to make whatever you would use. Stam leather. In the leather business, whatever it is. Or you yourself, you're Megadol, so you yourself have the oil. All those cases would be mutter as far as Isra Schar is concerned, only by Chazir Mitzah. So in other words, Tosfos is saying that the extra Isra that they placed on Chazir is they're not allowed to even sell the skin of it, not for the purpose of food. So, you're not allowed to raise the chazer to sell the skin, or raise the chazer and sell it to someone who's going to make the skin, or what, any of those any combination. I don't know about that. Maybe that's also awesome.
Only buried soul.
But that's not what you're selling.
Only
what?
Buried soul everywhere.
I'm not sure exactly. It sounds like everywhere.
Crocodiles for the skin.
But Zoktais, you could raise crocodiles for the skin, because. That's not the Isra Schara. Where does this come from? Probably what you said. Because the Aruch HaShulchan asks, where do you get this from? The Pasuk says it's kind of an Isra Hanah type of idea. So what does it have to do with whether you're going to eat it or not? He says, since the source of it had to do with the fact, lo yei achal, it's coming off of the Isra Achila, so when we limited it in the scope of Achila. So therefore, it has to do with eating it, and therefore only selling it for the purpose, or raising it for the purpose of eating it, is where it's awesome. That's according to Tosfos. So if a person wants to raise pet rabbits and sell them as pets, or fur, or anything like that, for skin, that's not going to be this issue. Okay? So a person wants, like you said, raise alligators and sell it, or even sell the skin. A person wants to do leather. Any of these things, or even today is Negea, oils and different combinations of things. Meshicha, it says Meshicha is mutter. So oils and all these types of cosmetics and stuff like that, even if they have treif ingredients, according to this, it's mutter. It's not made l'achila. Only if it has chazir, then that's a different level. That's prohibited. So, like you said, are you allowed to go into, whatever they use pigskin for, it would be permitted to be in that business. It seems like that would be a problem. What?
Implants.
Certain type of shoe.
Some clones also have pig fat.
What? Implants?
Organs.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, so...
Teeth.
Medicine.
Uh-huh.
Piece of... Yeah, so the...
Bones.
The,
capsules?
My mother just had the surgery 2 weeks ago. So the doctor says either coming from a cow or from a chazer.
So you have a choice. You can.
He didn't give a choice. He said whatever he gets. So is that a problem?
It's not a problem necessarily for the person receiving it.
Medical.
You know, Tim Malave, I don't know, but if the person's manufacturing that.
That's the problem.
Maybe that would be the issue. Maybe there is an issue on that, the person receiving it is not, there was a big rabbanim that had this story, this tragedy. I think that, that's not a problem.
Is it an emergency problem?
What?
They have cologne. I think some colognes have, or perfumes have.
So again, buying it to use it is one thing. It's the issue is going into that business to manufacture it.
Why is that score to buy?
What?
Why is buying that score?
You're not buying it, you're buying it to use it. You're buying it to use it. That's not schara.
But you were the purchase of that is maisa schara.
We'll see about that later. Pashtus, if there's you're no buying buy, it to no use problem. It, we'll see later about that. If you're allowed to buy it to give to someone else, but to buy it to use it itself, I don't think is.
But that's not the discussion here. This is about not the issue. This right. is the seller.
Right now, the thing is like this: that the okay. So we learn two things from this Tosfos. Okay, we learn an iser and a heter. We learn that. Tosfos clearly says that the iser to do schar with any iser is the araisa. Okay, and the source is from the Gemara. The Tosfos Yomtiv brings the Gemara and asks on the Bartanur why is he losing the lashon of aser and all that. And we also learn a heter that it's only when it's made with a focus on achila. If it's made to use it in a different way, unless it's chazer, it will be permitted. So that's very important. However, if you go to the other sheet that I gave out in the tour. Okay, it's not in the booklet. If you go on the tour, on the second page, did I not include that in the tour? Oh, you know what? I don't even know if it came out in this copy, because in the one I was using, it's on the same, it's on the front page. But I wanted the big
page. The back page,
yeah. So they say it brings down. Okay, it may not be there. Either way, let's read it. I'll read it to you. The Beis Yosef brings from a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Beis Yosef brings from the Tshuvas HaRashba like this. The HaRashba Kosav. It's not on here, right? No, it's not on this part. Okay, it's a little later. Okay. So I'll read it. Verash bakasav betshuva, ra'isi b'masha kasav t'davar she'ina nira li. V'af ki amarta she'matzasa kem betoisvis, v'hu she'kasavta, she'ma'ina so'icha b'dvar me'ilu l'hamidun l'moichon l'tzorech achil el l'sakin mem oiris, k'yitzaman ha're'ilu mutar b'schar kazu, mid'arminu b'yushalmi. So he says the Rashba, you brought me a toisvis. And from the Tosfos, he wanted to prove me that you're allowed to go into the leather-making business. You want to make leather out of nevelas, of cows. You said you want to do that. And you have a proof from Tosfos. I don't like your proof. Because the Yerushalmi says, b'chamor v'gomol, why are you allowed to sell a chamor? Are you allowed to own a pet store? When people buy all sorts of crazy things. Chamor or chamor and gomol. L'melachtan heim oimdim. Why would anyone buy a chamor or a camel? Or the main use of it was for work. to plow, to ride. That was what they used it for. No one used it to eat. So he says the Yishalmi is matured only because it's oymed la'achila. Because that's what it doesn't appear to be. It's not, when you look at that thing, it doesn't look like a food to you. When you see a cow, so you see that rib steak, that's tough, you know, like you see that it's just oymed la'achila. And the Maran Bay, it says it's not muktzah on Yom Tov because oymed la'achila, right? So a cow is a piece of food, basically, as far as we're concerned. But so it's oymed la'achila. But chamor and gamal, it's a car. This thing's a plow. That's what people look at it in those days, right? So that's why it's mutter. So zek the Rashba. You see from that, shekol dvar shemegad lo'isam adam la'achila kechazir ukebeima va'oif. Shederech bnei Adam legadlon kedei laachlon, ve'ein ruban asuyin letashmishon, also lasvem schayra. Gzeir shema yovei lecho mehem. So to Rashba, that if you raise cows or chazir or any other thing, and you want to use it for not chazir, not such a good example, but a treif, a birds, or you're gonna have nevelas and you're gonna be Isaac with it, since those animals. Are oymed la'achila, even if you personally are not selling it la'achila, it will be aser. That's what the Rashba says. So that means that according to the Rashba, the parameter is much wider, right? It includes a lot more because it even has nothing to do with achila. Why? Because the Rashba throws in it's a gzera. This whole thing is a gzera that if you're involved in the business, you may end up eating it. So zok to orcha shulchan. Huh? I don't know if it matters.
But you have the behemoth. You have the behemoth.
You have the behemoth. You're involved.
Right. What if you're just a broker? You don't actually see them.
What?
You never see them.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. We'll get to that next week. What happens if you're a partner and this and what is the lotion?
You're a broker.
Right. You're an investor or you're opposite. Let's say you're a salesman and you're not an investor. Yeah, but you have to know both ways. If it's exertion, what about if it's not your business? You just work for them.
So you're never going to eat them.
But the other way around, let's say you're a salesman, it's not your business. Then you're the one doing
the
business.
Manager of the plan.
Right? But it's not your business. So right. You could go both ways on this. It's not so passion. Right? Let's say you're delivery man for the...
Okay, that's you're seeing that. I'm talking about you never see that.
Okay, fine. There's two ways to go. We have to see that in the future weeks. But anyway, so Zok the Rashba basically, that as long as it's Oymed La'achila, it's Aser. Now, they all bring that. It says even though in some crazy countries, everything's oymed la'achila. Yeah.
Like Chinese.
Right? But as my father said when he was in the Far East, in these places, he says you're not sure if you're in a pet store or a food store. So
everything which moves.
So
they save on rent and it two functions.
Right.
Come on, do you want to eat it? Do you want to buy it? Whatever.
So but if the general mahalach of it now, the Aruch HaShulchan says a very nice point here. Says Aruch HaShulchan, he says this whole thing depends. And this is what I mentioned before, that if it's an Issa D'Araisa, it will end up being more lenient in this prat than if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, that means Chazal were concerned about them. What were they concerned about? They were concerned that maybe you're going to end up eating it. So if that's true, they don't want you to have anything to do with anything that's edible. It doesn't make a difference whether your das right now is in the manufacturing business to make it edible or not. You're dealing with food that's edible. One day you're going to be hungry, you're going to put up a steak, whatever. So therefore, Chazal asked it across the board. But Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, if, according to the opinions, Tosfos, it says it's Deraisa, so the get of the Deraisa is only Lo Yeochel, any Shaychis Ta'achila. If it's not Shaychis Ta'achila, then it's not included in the Isser. So here, the Isser Deraisa would end up being more Kal than the Isser Derabanan, because this Derabanan includes a wider space, a wider range of Isser. Okay? Now, if you go to the Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin in this question? Okay? So again, this year we're really just covering the sources and the basic parameters of it. So the sources it's the Gemara, says in Psachim, Sheketzu Lachem Lo Ye'achel, so it's a Shtikl Isser Ana, but we matter this Ana with the Pasuk Lachem, but we retain the Isser Schara with the Pasuk Yiyu. So Tosfos says, therefore it's an Isser Deraisa, but Tosfos limits it only to Achila based Schara. Business which has anything to do with food. Chazir is an extra Gzera across the board.
It's not like the Rashba.
And the Rashba seems, at least in the Tshuva, seems to say that it's an Isser Derabanan, and therefore he says, but since it's an Isser Derabanan, it's a Gzera Shema Yeyachal. And since it's gzera that you shouldn't eat it, so we don't want you to have anything to do with anything which is oimet even lachila. Which, by the way, now that I did, at least we shouldn't make these copies totally for waste. So at least, look at the Torah on the first page. If you look on the bottom, there's a prisha. The prisha is all the way in the last line. Kol dvar ma'asur min ha'Torah also lasses mem schara. In this booklet, the preacher says, "Hatam the hoil vein asurim deraisa." Since the food is asur, isurim chomer, but gazru shall yavul oichal mehem. Says gazru, sounds like it's a gzera, means it's a rabbinic in nature. So he would also say, fine. So now let's just see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins on this question. Okay, that's on page yud of your pamphlet. Okay, Shulchan Aruch paskins the following. Kol davar, any item, she'asar min ha'Torah, which is asar to eat, afapi she'mutar ba'ana, even though it's mutar to benefit from it, imu davar ha'miyuchad l'maychal, if it's usually miyuchad to be eaten, asar lasa is boy schayra. Now, you tell me, that lashon, is that sound like the Rashba, or does that sound like Tosfos? What's the lashon? It says, imu davar ha'miyuchad l'maychal, if it's miyuchad to be eaten. What does that sound like? What? It sounds like the Rashba.
Yeah.
Right. So the Shach says right away, the Shach in Sefkot and Aleph brings this question. Horses to stumble them along. Now, so that's for sure. You're allowed to go and sell animals, susim, chamorim, horses, donkeys. You're allowed to sell them because it's right. Yeah. But he brings from Tosfos the Shach shekasev Rabbeinu Tam du'adin shar dvarim tmeim she'oimdim la'achila, even the other things which are oimed la'achila, but imegadlon l'mshayach oirais. But if you're planning, your business is not the food part of it, your business is the leathers or the oils or whatever, then he brings down from Tosfos that it's mutter, and you go down to the end of the thin lines and l'chin kasvu ha'aguda v'arosh v'mukyesev shem arosh v'ara'ah. Not like the Bach. The Bach seems to learn that the Rosh argues. The first wide line in the Shach, he says, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, loy mashma ktsas hachi ela ki harashba shevi bebeis Yosef shemu miyuchad lemaychal v'derek b'neotim legadlan kadei loichlan ava b'sh'ein re'soichim b'dorm elu lemaychran l'tzorach achila aser v'chein posak ba'terzav, which is the levush lehedya. So it comes out that the Shach is v'dayik in the Shulchan Aruch l'hachmer, that you would not be able to sell skins of cows because cows are imed l'achila. So you would not be allowed to be in the business of raising it even for a non-food purpose, which would be a chumra. You know. Now again, your question is how that applies and what if you only ice it with the leather. I'm not sure, but that's what he wants me v'dayik. V'yesh loymar da'ochi ka'amar. Maybe you can get out of the oimid. Yudavra miyuchad l'maychal means you miyachad it l'maychal. But if you're miyachad it for, you set it aside for non-maychal purposes, yeah, you're going to use it for something other than food, then maybe it's mutter. That's not meduyik in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So this machlokes, you see, already carries over into the Shulchan Aruch, this issue about how to exactly learn, and if it's deraisa derabanan. It's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, deraisa derabanan. Not that it makes a huge nafkamina, but that's the shach, and that's the question here. Now, the question is also, let's just speak out one thing. One with this: if you say it's derabanan, how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara was very clear. The Gemara said that there's a pasuk lachem yeh, that it's mutter. Well, what's the raya? Of course, it's mutter. Everything's mutter. The question is, did the Chazal come in after the fact and make a new Isser? There are a lot of things. As far as the Torah is concerned, they're mutter. But the Chazal came along and made it also. So just the fact that the Torah says you're allowed to do business with it, how is that a proof to anything? How does that show me on the rabbinic level that it's mutter? Maybe rabbinically it's also. And midraisa it's mutter. So this is a famous Taz. And the Taz over here. The Taz has a yisoid. He has a question. He proves this elsewhere from a different question. He says, you know, you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos. You're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to carry the knife through the Rosh Hashanah maybe it's machlekes. Rabbi Lazar, that's for Rabbi Lazar the Mila and that player. The question is, you're allowed to carry the knife through the Rosh Hashanah to get to the baby. So he asks, why don't Chazal make a gzera? You make a gzera on Hanukkah, on Megillah, on Shofar, on Lulav, that you don't carry it on Shabbos, because maybe you didn't carry the Lulav through the Rosh Hashanah. So why didn't they ask you for making a bris on Shabbos? Maybe you're going to carry the knife through the Rosh Hashanah. Very simple gzera. Sazok the Rajba, because there's a first pasuk that says, or we learn from, that says you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos.
Bayoyim
Hashmini imo b'sarosav bayoyim afil b'Shabbos. So he says, whenever the Torah said something explicitly that you could and should do this, the Chazal can't come in later and make that aser. There's no pasuk that says blow shofar even when it's Shabbos, right? Because shofar is mutar to blow on Shabbos, so you don't need a pasuk for that. So the Torah just says blow shofar. Chazal said don't do it on Shabbos. There's no pasuk that says take lulav even on Shabbos. Take lulav whenever. So the Torah didn't say take lulav and explicitly, but mila the Torah says do it even on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal can't uproot a pasuk from the Torah. That's the Taz as you saw it in a few places. Zuk the Taz, that's what it means over here. That the Gemara's point is, if the Torah says lochem, the Torah says that you have to be able to have hana from the shkatsim and the ramasim, it can't be that Chazal would have made a total iser. So if the iser derabban has to fit within the pasuk, and it can't be a full iser hana because lochem says already that it's mutter. So therefore, even when Chazal came in later to make an isra, they couldn't have made it on a full isra anah. So that's why they had to allow certain parameters and say, no, we can mekayim the pasuk by saying you're allowed to be nana and you're allowed to do schor by niznamnu. Only when it's l'chatchil, that's when it's also. So that's the taz. It's miyashu. Right. So again, so the Chazal made room for that. I said if you end up yarshining it, or you have it in your shos, or you made a net and you caught it by accident, then maybe. But to go do your business, that so they left room for the pasuk. So that's why the Taz comes out, and the Taz wants to say taka like the Beis Yosef, b'shem the Rashba, that it is also only midrabanan. But like we said, making it midrabanan has a tzad chumra to it that you wouldn't be allowed to. Now, the shalas that we're going to continue. This is just the background. This is drayis, this is midrabanan. What are we talking about? The two things we have to cover still. There's a heter and nizdamnu. We have to understand the parameters of that. And what is the yisoid of this iser? Is the yisoid of the iser handling the food, or is the yisoid of the iser making profit on it? Like you said, if you're not going to have anything to do with the business, you're just going to be a partner, an investor.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the other way around. Let's say you're absolutely not a partner, and all you do is handle the food. Right. You're a nurse. And you have to be, preparing meals,
dietary,
whatever it is. So or a salesman. So you're absolutely not a principal partner, an equity shareholder, whatever. But all you are is you actually handle the food. Would that be also? So both ways. What's the sort of this, and therefore, where does it answer? And to move on into the Isser and Nizdam. Okay, so this is just the fundamentals, and hopefully next week we'll get into some more practical cases.
Oh, yeah.